Okay, we're going to welcome Mike Sabatini. Tom Luttrell is here, and Stuart Smith is not.
No, he is not.
Okay, so Mike.
So we haven't made any changes to the plan. I did do some other plans, which I see Matt made some copies. I have some large copies of regarding the mooring field. But more than anything, I wanted to put the same plan that we presented last time, and I'm happy to go over that for anyone that's new, if you'd like me to, just to hit the high points there. You can let me know about that. But more than anything, we wanted to get before you, and having presented it to you last time, kind of get any feedback or comments or from the commission. Did something, light bulb go off in your head and go, you know, we really should do it this way, or good ideas, bad ideas. So we wanted that feedback on the plan that was presented last week, and we wanted to discuss the impact on the moorings. So would you like me to go over the plan again for people that have more?
I think you could do the highlights. Okay. Just the major...
I don't have a board with me today, but it was kind of rainy. Okay. But if anyone can see what's going on here. So go to step back a little bit. There was a public process associated with a public landing a year and a half or so ago, right when Matt first started. And there was lots of public outreach, and we met with a lot of stakeholders and came up with some ideas about the public landing. And also heard some problems that arise with conflicts when there's events and public access. So that planning had gone on. Meanwhile, kind of in a similar time frame and a little bit after, Yachting Solutions was doing planning of their own and obtained a fairly sizable grant to construct more transient more slips for transient boaters. It's a BIG grant. There was a common denominator between the two groups. Gary Neville, which he's not here tonight, but he was helping us on the city side of things for costing and planning, and he was also talking with Yachting Solutions, and he goes, you know, you guys should talk. And so we got together and at a bare minimum, see how the two planning efforts mesh. There were conflicts. So at the very least, we had to resolve some conflicts with where floats would be and access and so forth. But we also allowed ourselves to just, what if we were, you know, to clean the slate here, and what would be a really, allowed ourselves to think big, essentially, to put it short, in a short order. And in doing so, we came up with these ideas, which kind of resonated with us, a small group of people, and we refined those ideas, and then came to initially to this commission to get, as the first public outreach, city outreach, to get feedback. And the elements of this plan that we hatched was twofold. One is to create a wave break. One of the problems in the Inner Harbor here is that there's a pretty persistent southerly or southeasterly wind that kind of makes it difficult to have boats on floats. And it would be really nice for transient boaters and be a destination if they would come in and have a nice place to stay overnight or just more comfortable. So a large wave break that comes and touches the edge of the Federal Channel here, and then another wave break coming off of Middle Pier. With the features of this wave break coming off of Middle Pier, you would have pedestrian access on top of it with a spot at the end as an overlook or a observation platform, so that the public could get a first-hand view of the harbor and looking out. There was kind of some reorganizations of floats on the city side of things, and another big idea was the Harbor Master's building would be moved from its current location where we are now over to Bowie Park. That solved a huge problem in that when there's events, they would, the public access to dinghies and so forth was a problem. So with all that happening over here and keeping a lot more dinghies over by Middle Pier, you could get public in with access to parking over by Tilson Avenue that skirts all these events off to the side here, gets in their dinghies and goes out to the to their boat while the event's happening over here. The other thing we liked about this is we shifted the small cruise ship docking to Middle Pier so that when they disembark, they come down Middle Pier and they land themselves at this new Harbor Masters building, which is right near the Chamber of Commerce, right near Tilson Avenue, right near downtown. You still get bus access in there if you need be, but you know, these smaller cruise ships, where it's walkable, it's a lot more walkable to Main Street and to future development in Tilson Avenue. One last item is the Harbor Walk. You know, people seem to enjoy quite a bit, and as I've been had meetings here, you see them walking by here all the time. The Harbor Walk that's created on the old MB&A property, and it would be nice to connect that across Harbor Park and then on through to Bowie Park and then on through over to Tilson Avenue and beyond. So that's the overview.